in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport, only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today. Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news. Simonga residents petition government over game ranch authorization. FBI slams intelligence officers over assault on ZNBC journalist, demands apology and action. In international news, Singapore denies entry to exiled HK pro-democracy activists. In sports news, grants to name Chipolo Polo provisional for 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers. With the news in detail, my name is Namfukwe Elizabeth. In local news, residents of Simonga Rural Township in Livingstone District have raised their voices in protest petitioning the government to revoke the authorization of Sinde Game Ranch, citing a breach of procedure. The community claims they were not consulted prior to the approval and say they would not support any development that threatens their livelihoods. Simonga Ward Councillor Peter Munyama has thrown his weight behind the petition, stating that the land in question was originally designed for agriculture use. He warns that the presence of wild animals near the community could lead to increased human-wildlife conflict. On May 29th this year, the Ministry of Tourism granted permission to farm number 2224 Sinde Game Ranch to keep wild animals in captivity for commercial purpose. However, Director of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, Dominic Chinda, clarified that the authorization excludes dangerous and exotic species such as leopards, hyenas, wild dogs, elephants, and rhinoceros. Speaking at a recent tourism stakeholders meeting, Mr. Chinda emphasized that all procedures were followed during the application process, but assured the public that his office remains open for further community engagement. Canadian High Commissioner to Zambia, Emily Benz, has emphasized the importance of storage sheds in safeguarding grain reserves and supporting national food security. Baines made the remarks after touring the SDIA-constructed storage sheds in Chipata alongside Agriculture Minister Ruben Mutolo. She also commended the Zambian government for achieving a record maize bumper harvest, which she described as a significant milestone in agricultural productivity. Minister Mutolo reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to maintaining strong bilateral relations with Canada, particularly in the field of agriculture. He noted that the CIDA sheds have remained structurally sound and continue to play a critical role in maize storage, helping to ensure stable food supply across the country. Zambia has called on the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly, UNGA, to advocate for stronger global cooperation and fair representation of Africa in international decision-making bodies. Delivering Zambia's statement during the general debate in New York, Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe conveyed President Hakainde Hichilema's message, emphasizing the urgent need for collective global action to address conflict, climate change, and raising global inequality. President Hichilema reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to multilateralism and the principles of the UN Charter, stressing that inclusive global governance is essential for sustainable development. He also reiterated Zambia's active role in promoting regional peace and stability, positioning the country as a constructive partner in advancing global unity and equitable progress. Still in local news, has issued a stern warning in the ongoing sedition case against Patriotic Front faction Secretary General Raffo Nakachinda. Magistrate Mwandu Sakala has directed that the case be handed over to a criminal investigations officer if the arresting officer fails to summon witnesses at the next court sitting. This follows a request for adjournment by State Prosecutor Changwe Jere, who told the court the arresting officer was unwell and unable to appear. Nakachinda is facing one count of seditious practices under Section 57, Part 1B of the Penal Code. The charge stems from remarks he allegedly made during a radio interview on August 21st, accusing the government of genocide through the importation of maize and kneading meal contaminated with aflatoxins, substances linked to the deaths of dogs and an unverified number of people. Meanwhile, outside the courtroom, Nakachinda addressed journalists urging calm amid the ongoing burial dispute of former President Edgar Lungu. He expressed hope, saying there is light at the end of the tunnel as talks continue between the government and the Lungu family. The Zambia Free Press Initiative has strongly condemned the reported assault of ZNBC journalist Mark Zidigone by officers from the Zambia Security and Intelligence Service earlier today. In a statement released by FBI founder Joan Chira, the organization described the incident as shameful and unacceptable, warning that such actions threaten democracy and press freedom. According to the statement, Mr. Zidigone had clearly identified himself as a journalist and presented his press credentials, which were acknowledged by the officer before the alleged assault took place. The FBI called the incident a clear and deliberate act of targeting and is demanding immediate disciplinary action against the officer involved. The organization also wants a public apology issued to Mr. Zidigone and a firm assurance that such attacks on journalists will not happen again. Finally, in local news, the government of Zambia has reaffirmed its commitment to making agriculture a viable and sustainable business, particularly for smallholder farmers. Minister of Agriculture, Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, John Mulongoti, stated that the government is also leveraging digital innovation to transform the agriculture sector. His remarks were delivered by Director of ICT, Frank Kalemba, during the relaunch of the Enhanced Mano Virtual Farmers Market Platform at Chuena Camp in Mumbwa District. The Mano platform, which connects farmers to markets digitally, is part of the government's broader strategy to boost productivity, improve access to markets, and enhance livelihoods. World Food Programme WFP country representative Sisi Kabasunga praised the initiative, revealing that over 122,000 farmers are already registered on the platform, making it one of Zambia's largest digital agriculture solutions. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go.